All right, we're here in the Microsoft booth with Gary Sharon. He's going to show us some of the device experiences.
So, how you doing, Larry?
Show us, what are we looking at here?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of different device experiences here in the booth where our ecosystem partners have built great new products that take advantage of new features in Windows 7. So at this end, we're showing network media devices. And so these are devices that are essentially able to play music and video coming from Windows 7 using the new Play 2 feature built into Windows 7.
Nice.
So over here, we've got a brand new LG TV, just earned the compatible with Windows 7 logo. So when you see a TV with the logo, that means it's able to accept a stream coming from Windows Media Player. So over here, we have our Win 7 machine. We're sending some video streams, high def, across the network to this device. It's rendering right with technology built into the TV.
Nice.
Now over here, we've got this Sharp monitor. This is really just acting as a monitor. So what we're using here is this Western Digital WD TV, a little set-top box you can add to any television in the house, and we'll turn it into a DLNA compliant digital media render.
Cool.
So this will work with everything from your 19-inch box all the way to your 72-inch, you know, high def plasma. And so we've just got this connected with HDMI, and again, Windows Media Player here, sending stream. Here we're sending it some music. I can click ahead, advance the stream, and now it's going to send it a high-def video stream.
Very cool.
All right, so another really cool device we have here is our LG Network Attached Storage, also earned the compatible with Windows 7 logo. So what does that mean? That means this is a digital media server. So now we get to what we call the three-box model. So if I come back over here, if I click this stream here, this is a piece of content that actually lives on that network attached storage. Windows 7 is telling the device to stream it to the Western Digital box. So
Very
we
cool.
can put our media server in the closet, use any PC to control the stream, and now the server's doing all the hard work.
Great. So what are we looking at here?
So we have here is a couple of add-on touch monitors. So everyone's heard about the multi-touch support built into Windows 7.
Yeah.
And most people think you have to go buy a brand new PC with multi-touch support. And there's quite a few out there. A lot of new laptops, a lot of new all-in-ones.
But I like my desktop.
But a lot of people already have a computer.
Yeah.
They say, well, can I add Windows 7 to that computer and add touch? And the answer is yes, you can. And so here's a monitor from Dell and another from HP. And these essentially just connect up to existing PCs. So these are connected up to these laptops up here. These are not touch laptops, but these are touch monitors. And so now I have touch support just by click over here and launch the Windows Media Player. And I get full touch support now on an existing PC. This one also has a really slick built-in webcam. It's really nice. This one, I think, runs around $450. The HP over here, about $300 to add touch to an existing PC.
Wow, that's not too bad. It's like a regular monitor.
Yep. Now we're into our device stage area of our device experiences. And so we'll start with printers. We have a printer from Canon and a printer from Kodak. If we look up at the screen here, we see a nice window for each one branded by the vendor. So what device stage does, provides a platform and essentially a canvas for our partners to give you an immersive experience with their device. So rather than just connecting the printer and printing to it, now the printer manufacturers can control the experience and say, not only will I let you print, fax, and scan from here and do all these things these multifunction printers can do, but they can add some new capabilities. They can take you out to their website or to their partner's website for additional services. And so it gives you a much deeper, better experience, and also makes the common tasks you do every day, like printing and scanning, much, much easier. Okay, so continuing on device stage. Here, this is our device stage palooza area. We've got all kinds of different devices. You can see everything from some really nice Nikon and Canon cameras all the way down to some tiny little Sony and Samsung portable media players. We even have the first cell phone that is logoed for Windows 7 and supports device stage. And so up on the screen, we can see the device stage here for the phone. We can see here's our Nikon camera, and we get, you know, common experiences you'd want, like importing photos.
Yeah.
But this is a, you know, this is a nice DSLR camera, and it's kind of complicated, especially for those of us who only play with point and shoot. And so one of the things that Nikon has done is they've added a bunch of different links to their website to get to additional content, including an online tutorial that teaches you all about the how the camera works. And so if you want to know what all the different functions do, you bring up the site, you go, and so right from the interface for the camera, so no hunting around for the manual, you have one deep immersive experience, everything from importing photos all the way to learning all the features.
Yeah.
And that's true of basically all these devices. And so since every device has multiple functions and, you know, often you want to buy accessories for them, now the manufacturers control the experience in Windows. They can put anything they want within the device stage window, And all you have to do is plug in the device, bring it up, and you get it. And it looks exactly like
the
your
battery,
camera.
How much battery is left?
It tells you how much battery, storage. How much storage, exactly. So you knew all the critical information for using this device.
Very cool. Well, thanks for showing us this stuff.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Larry.